How you doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show, Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor Digital World Broadcast Center, the KXOI building. It is a Wednesday. It is the 25th day of September, 925-24. Hello, welcome.
Howdy.
Good morning.
Can you pick stuff up with your toes?
Kinda.
See, this is what I was wondering about. Steve, can you? I'm assuming you can.
I can't. I don't think so.
I don't have the best toe dexterity.
Yeah, and maybe just Kevin, shorter toes, maybe.
Well, and I think one of the funniest things that my family will tell you is we used to just sit and laugh because they would be like, when they were younger, they would just, I'd have my shoe off and they'd be like, Dad, spread your feet. Spread your toes
spread
as
your
far
toes.
As you can.
Yeah.
And I can just try, and it's like they just barely come apart.
Right. Right.
I can touch my toes. Does that count?
No. Yeah,
no, not at all.
He proved that yesterday. Why was that? Why did you do that yesterday? How did that even come about?
Testing flexibility.
Is that what it was? All of a sudden he just, I can't remember what we were talking about, Kevin, in there, and all of a sudden he stands up and touches his toes. And I was like, okay, well, there you have it. Proof positive, he can touch his toes. You can't pick. Yeah. You never tried, Steve, to pick stuff up with your toes, or what?
I don't think so.
What? Like you never like reached over with your foot to pick up your sock or something?
I mean, I think with both feet. I don't know if I've ever done it with my toes.
What? With both feet?
That's way harder. Like,
yeah,
you know,
that seems tricky, man.
Yeah, you got to scoop your feet together, and then you kind of just bring your feet up to your chin.
Yeah, kind of like a claw.
Why do I now picture Steve eating a bowl of cereal that way?
With his feet.
Man, set it up on the table?
Yeah, that would be... That's not easy. I'm going to put it on the poll. Can you pick up stuff with your toes? A guy said that to me the other day. Well, I can't pick up stuff with my toes, which was weird because I didn't remember asking. And then I thought, is that like based on like, you know, long, skinny versus short, stubby toes?
Or I think long and skinny can help, but I think it really does come down to your dexterity in your toes, like what you can do with them. Obviously, if you got some space between them, that's going to come in handy.
Yeah, because you're doing the in-between toe pickup, not the squish part, right? So is that what you're thinking? You pick it up like in between your toes, or are you just like squish it? Like you just squish your toes together?
I'm not sure what you mean. Hmm. Like grab it, squish your toes together. Wouldn't that be the same?
Well, like
going
a clinch.
Between your toes?
Yeah, I don't do it between. I just do the clinch part. You know?
Oh, like all four or all five.
Yeah, I have five.
Oh, you pick it up like a little hand.
Yeah, man.
Oh, okay, I see. Yeah, no, I could never do that. Never, ever, ever.
Okay, I was just curious.
But like between my big toe and pointer toe.
Ah, you do the scissor version.
I got a little dexterity there where I could pick something up.
Oh, yeah.
It's also one of my favorite way to take your socks off.
With just your feet?
Yeah, just where you try to hook that toe in there and then get them off.
Yep.
I would go full foot.
You would go five-toe...
slide. Five-toe slide.
For off? Taking the sock off?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see, yeah. You do the whole five toes to get one sock off?
I mean, you know, put it up against your leg, slide. Five-toe slide.
Oh, huh, yeah, I never done that one.
Yeah, no, I'm having trouble picturing that a little bit.
It's the old five-toe slide, Kevin. I can't believe you don't know.
Well, he is making it sound like it is a common thing, and I'm going to have to look it up.
Let's see.
If only there was a machine.
Rick says, I can absolutely pick up things with my toes. Roberta can hold a pen between her toes. No, you can't. Roberta, you cannot do that. She says she can hold a pen between her toes and write legibly.
I could believe it.
That's impressive. I can't write legibly with my hand.
No. No, you can't. I can attest to that.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What do you call it, Steve, when people like take their 4x4s and they go out in the up the sand dunes or the mountains or in the mud or whatever it is, off-road? What do you call it?
Kevin James.
Going on an adventure.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
Kevin.
It was just hitting me that it was September 5th, the day I went into the hospital.
Okay.
That is, it's now what, September 25th?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my gosh. That is 20 days, guys, of just not feeling great and whatever. Starting to feel better. I do think I could return to work tomorrow, fingers crossed, as long as everything just runs smooth today. We'll see. My stomach started out a little kooky this morning, and I'm like, no.
Kooky tummy, man.
We're not doing this game again, guys. I thought we were over that part. But don't linger. That's what I would
what kind of
advice for a lot of people.
What kind of kooky tummy are you having? Crumble cookie or
crumble cookie?
Hello, my name
like
is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hey, I wasn't done.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
That
thank
me.
You so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
The I wasn't done is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Well, I hadn't even got into my first thought.
Mm-hmm. I'll give my time to the senator from Kendall Heights, Kendall Yards.
Oh, Kendall Heights.
Ooh, I don't know what that.
Thank like, you, Steve. Thank
like
you, Mr. Heskey.
I like that one a lot.
What is somewhere.
With all that in mind, I probably needed a haircut September 3rd, and I hadn't got one. And so my hair is just, as you can imagine, in the hospital, I never shaved, and so I had like a big gray beard, and then I just looked pretty rough. I have trimmed the beard back now, at least, but the hair is out of control. I threw on a baseball cap yesterday because the nurse was coming here, and I thought, well, I'll just,
jazz it up a little bit.
Yeah, trying to not look completely worthless,
mm-hmm.
But the hat barely fits on my head because there's so much hair. So I'm like, well, that looks worse. So I just took it off. But then later in the evening, I went to grab my phone and do the thing where I wanted to log into something. And it said, use Face ID. And I was like, yes, please. I always do. And held it up to my face. And it just said, unable to identify face.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Yeah, that's the sign.
Try it again.
Mm-hmm.
No, nothing. And I'm like, wait, is it that bad? Do I look so bad that my iPhone's like, that's not him.
That can't be him. Nobody can age that fast in 20 days. That's what it should say.
Right.
That's actually the message to say. Have you let yourself go?
Hair, when it gets so long, is just like so gray.
It just starts badgering you. Have you let yourself go? Is it time for a haircut and a shave? If so, use your passcode to enter.
Well, and I had a plan with the hair, too, which is, my son's, this is weird to say, my son's fiance she does hair, and she's almost, graduated and the whole deal, and
sure.
She is awesome, and I said, Alyssa, would you be willing to do my hair? And she said, yeah, what do you want done to it? And I told her, she's like, oh, yeah, that's easy.
What do you want done to it is hilarious.
Which was fair, yeah. She was like, what are we doing? And I told her, and she said, oh, yeah, that's easy. I'll do that.
Well, is there a goal? Because what you got going on now is...
Yeah. Unfortunately, she got sick, and a little bug going around her work and school, and so she was just like, she's been down and out. And now I feel bad, like, asking her. But I might send a picture today and just say... considered unrecognizable by iPhone.
That's crazy. That is crazy. I can't imagine it's got to be more of a beard than a hair thing, does it not?
I don't know. Either. Jay, that's what I was trying to figure out. I'm like, no, it can't be.
Hmm.
Two things can be true at the same time.
Eyes are the same. It seems like it should work with your eyes.
Yeah, I would think so. And sometimes you barely glance at it and it opens, you know?
Yeah.
It's weird. I, you know, it's the being controlled by somebody else. You
maybe I just look that good. I don't know.
That's probably what it is. They're like, baby, who is this good-looking hunk? That's not Kevin.
Well, maybe try doing it with a baseball hat on. See if that makes a difference.
Yeah, you've probably opened it with a hat on before. Again, I don't think it reads that part. Put the hat in front of your face. See what happens.
That might help.
It opens up. Hi, Kevin. Like, wait, what? What just happened?
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh, man. That's the thing. When computers and all those kind of things start basically yelling at you, that drives me crazy. Like, when your phone tells you you're doing something wrong or, you know, your Alexa starts yelling at you back and you're like, bro, I don't need that.
Oh, guess how the rest of that sign-in went.
Forgot your passcode?
Zero. Hey, I just shut it off. I was like, well, if you're not going to look at my face and let me sign in, I'm done trying.
That's fair. Yeah, it's like, wasn't meant to be. Sorry. Cancels out. Carry on. Don't need my phone that bad.
Was it because you were just frustrated or you don't know your passcode or what was the deal?
Yes. I just didn't want to try at that point.
All right. I mean, that's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
Didn't want to try. Steve, anything for your first thoughts?
I mean.
Sorry, I'm done now.
Oh, okay. No, I was just going to say, what's weird is I think I got another new neighbor from across the way.
Jeez, what's going on there?
Okay, I'm
going
to tell you right now, this is not going to be weird. You live in an apartment. I think you're going to always have new neighbors.
But what's weird is, so I had neighbors. They moved away.
Mm-hmm.
Someone moved in there, I think. And I think they left, like maybe a month, I don't know, after living there for maybe a month. And then I think someone just moved in there.
Well, the month-long thing's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you would think, I mean, most people have a lease of at least, I don't know, at least 6 months.
I was going to say 3 is the shortest that I think I usually see that you can sign.
Right. Well, so these new people or new person, she or he has a nice little setup.
What do you mean? You were peeking in their window or something?
No, they have, so we have like.
Sure you weren't. No, go ahead.
No, so there's like a slab of concrete in front of each apartment.
Right.
And, of course, I don't have anything there. But,
why would you?
But, yeah. But you can put stuff, I guess.
Sure.
And whoever this is has like a rocking chair and blankets and there's like a whole production.
Oh, wow. Look at that. And like a little maybe like a piece of carpet or something down or a rug.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So I'm very impressed by whoever this is.
Like a little outdoor home? Are you thinking about finding a rocking chair to put outside?
Nah.
Guys, can you imagine that, Kevin? Steve sitting outside his apartment, like with a little rug and a rocking chair?
Oh, it's so great.
I don't picture it. Yeah. I don't see it, though.
What goes along with something like that?
What do you mean, a rocking chair?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what'd you say?
A pipe.
A pipe. Like,
yeah, smoking a pipe.
I was going to say that, but then I was like, that feels wrong.
A pipe and a shawl and a rocking chair and a little coffee table that you can have your little cup of coffee on. It has to be in a ceramic mug.
Done.
Can't wait.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show.
Bro.
Jay Daniels.
I cannot wait. To have food drive fun with Steve.
Kevin James.
You are either going to fall in love with us forever or call your daddy and say, I want to come home.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Podcast is available for... That's quite opposites. You can get the Jay and Kevin Show podcast for free. You can just download it wherever you download your podcasts and... You can subscribe, rate, and review, do all those things. We appreciate that. Thank you for that, and thank you for caring. Thank you for caring, Steve.
Every day.
Qualify you for the CMA Flyaway in just a few moments. All about the music today for the Audio Vault. The ACM Honors was last night. I don't know if you happen to see any of that.
No, I missed all that.
It's a great show, and they do a lot of different things where people sing. Some sing their own songs. Some sing other people's songs.
Was there someone in specific we were...
Alan Jackson got the Poets Awards, so they hand out a few awards. But the music part, man, I'm telling you what, let's do the... I don't even know if you'll be able to guess who this is, Kevin. I'll play it.
And there was a God in heaven, and the world made perfect sense.
idea who that might be?
It's like I see her face.
It was just around the bend, and though I have forgotten all about it, the song remembers well.
Lauren Elena.
Okay, that's one I was leaning towards.
Man, but then she's
it doesn't sound quite as powerful.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. I mean, Lauren Elena's voice is amazing. She still hasn't completely gotten a foothold, which is weird. But, I mean, then you hear her sing other songs, you go, yeah, your voice is incredible. I forgot. Your boy was there last night. EC was there.
Oh, Eric Church.
Yeah, sang a little AJ. EC sang AJ.
You're chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. And all I've ever wanted was to pick this guitar and sing. Trying to be somebody, just want to be heard and seen. Chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream.
And just like that, I've never thought of that song that way.
Right.
That's
that's
the joy of Eric Church.
And
right?
It's also the beauty of being allowed to just be free with a song. And you go, I'm just going to do whatever I want with it. It's, you know, it's out of respect. So.
Right. Yeah. And it's one of those where you just go, oh, yeah, no, I'd never really. That instantly sounded like such a songwriter's dream, right? Where it's just I'm chasing the neon rainbow, I'm playing this guitar.
Yeah.
And of course, AJ said all those things. It just kind of comes across different.
It's
with
just
Eric.
Definitely different. Jordan Davis.
We laid rubber on towards an asphalt. Got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in a pale moon.
I think the artists love doing these kinds of shows.
Oh, they're so fun.
And for a lot of these guys, obviously, these are songs that they've grown up with. I mean, you think about you're like, man, this is like, 90s were great, and I used to sing this song, and, you know, some of them are like, you know, I used to sing it on stage, or that's how I first got Nashville interested in me, because I covered an Alan Jackson song, or whatever it might be. And then, you know, you get guys like Keith Urban. Keith Urban is, I think it was Coach Few that once told us he was a rock star.
It's just a fact.
And then Keith Urban is funny because he sings his own song and makes it sound different because he slows it down and he breaks it down acoustically. His new song is Messed Up As Me, and he did that one kind of in a different version last night, too.
Maybe looking through your camera roll, the tequila's starting to take a toll. I was hoping, baby, maybe you'd be as messed up as me, and all alone. All your friends have all gone home, and you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me.
Yeah, that's why he's one of my absolute favorites.
He's ridiculous.
I mean, just get
man.
Out of here.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Doesn't that feel like it should be in some TV show or movie?
Yeah, probably will be.
Like,
yeah.
Especially
the slower version where he just slows it down just slightly and
some kind of drama.
Just gets it all emotional and stuff.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else do I have for you? Oh, I have the More and More's coming out with the Cody Johnson, Carrie Underwood song, which is going to be released soon. It's called I'm Gonna Love You. And then here's the beginning of Cody by himself, which Cody Johnson, guys. I'm like, I don't know if you know this. He's pretty good. It's him on the piano.
Is that real?
No.
I didn't think so.
Stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna love you.
And then, you know, the Carrie joins him and, later in the song.
So good that it almost hurts. Steady and true as a Bible verse. My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and let it all, baby, we can.
I told you, Carrie's in her wheelhouse there, Kevin.
Oh, man, that is good.
Yeah, she's good.
Cody has a voice that demands you to listen.
It really does.
When he starts singing, you're just like, oh, I don't know what this guy's about to say, but I feel like I should listen.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, it might just be me, but I feel like his voice is getting better.
Could be.
Do you think, maybe? And then Kelly Clarkson on her show yesterday had Miranda Lambert, and they were sitting outside and decided, let's see, what's the person whose song they covered? Was it Chapel Rowan?
Yeah.
Have you heard that song, Kevin, that they did last night? Or they did this. I don't know if you heard this version of it. But Miranda was on there with Kelly.
It's fine. It's cool. You can say that we're nothing, but you know the truth. And I guess I'm the fool. With her arms out like an angel from the Carson roof. I don't want to call it off.
Kelly Clarkson's pretty good.
You only want to be the one that I call, baby. You can kiss 100 boys in bars. Shoot another shot. Try to stop the feeling.
It's weird because I never think of certain people matched up as vocally, and then you hear it and you go, oh, well, why didn't we think of that before? Well,
and I'm telling you, Miranda.
I don't know, man. They're pretty good.
Miranda is just one of those that is so talented musically.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always admired her songwriting.
Might be
lot.
The best background and, singer ever, and I don't
she,
know. And that's
I
saying
always
something.
Forget how stinking good she is at background.
Oh, my gosh.
She's one of those that Kelly just kind of just starts riffing and doing whatever, and Miranda's like, okay, give me half a second.
And I'm there.
There's the note.
I know, it's crazy.
It is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, there you go. It's all about the music today. That's your audio vault for a Wednesday. It is September the 25th, 2024.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
You're about to see the number of the day is 3.
Third, second, yes! First, triple play.
This could be a double play, if not a triple play. It is!
Triple play. How great is that?
That's great. In fact, we're going to play it right now here on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. By the way, our text line is always open for you. You can chat just like Chrissy did on our Spam Around the World. She texted us yesterday afternoon with the spammy on a high-speed train in Rome. We'll have more pictures up on that.
Wow.
We'll also check with Natalie Grant, our friend from KXLY4 here. In about 45 minutes, she also took a spam can to Italy. So, well, she'll come up to the studio here in about 45 minutes. But right now, let's play a little game. 509-441-0999. Even if you lose the game, I'm going to qualify you for the CMA Flyaway. If you win the game, we'll double up on prizes for you. We'll qualify you for that and give you tickets to the Raptor Reef at Triple Play, which is why we're playing the game called Triple Play, because we're giving away tickets to Triple Play.
To Triple Play.
You see what we did there, Kevin?
Yeah, I did. Okay, and Jay, this is the game that has, it just hasn't always worked out the way we wanted it to.
Right. Yeah, no, it can be hard.
And we have many people, you know, just they get on the phone and they panic or whatever, and they don't do good at the game at all.
Right.
So then we're like, okay, this is a bad game. We can't keep playing it. And then others who don't get through say, no, it was easy.
Right.
You know, keep playing it. So I think this is like the fourth time now.
We're torn. We're very torn with this game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whether this game is great or not, it seems so fun and simple.
Well, it's fun. You know, either you get it or you don't sometimes. That's the problem. Hi, Tammy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Very good. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. So, Tammy, here's how the game works. It's called Triple Play. So there's going to be 3 audio clips played down the line for you. You'll hear this little sound effect in between the clips, which I think is going to be crucial for you to know that the second and third clip have started. So all these three clips will all have something in common. It could be, you know, it could be a topic. It could be a word. It could be an actor. Whatever
someone's
it is.
Name.
Yeah, it could be a name. Could be whatever. But something on these three clips will be the common thread. Your job is to identify the common thread between these three clips. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Let's see how we do. Here is your first triple play.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
What's the common thread in that triple play, Tammy?
Insurance.
Yes. It's just that easy. Guys, that was
a good warm-up.
Right. Easy. A little softball there to you, Tammy. Good job. All you got to do
is... they're good at making jingles, aren't they?
Man, no kidding.
Seriously.
It is funny. The insurance company owns the jingle market.
Right.
I'm singing along to each one.
Right?
Yeah, we all do.
That's the beauty or the problem with it, too, Tammy, is you're like, okay, great, that's in my head. Thanks for that. All right, this one's going to be a little more difficult. Here we go. There is a common thread here, and what it is in the triple play, you'll tell us. You set my world on fire. Set the world on fire.
The ring of fire. The ring of fire.
What's the common thread there in that triple play, Tammy?
Maybe fire.
Fire! Hey! Two in a row. Okay. All you got to do is get a passing grade out of these, and we've got 7 of them for you. And they continue to get harder, and here comes number 3.
I need your help. I can't tell you what it is. You can never ask me about it later, and we're going to hurt some people.
It was an accident. Come on. I thought she was in play.
Not a chance.
What? We're sweating like grease monkeys out here. I can't hold on to a ball.
Play action. Roethlisberger comes back. Down the field he goes. He's got his man.
All right, Tammy, what was the common thread in that triple play?
Is it help or assist?
It is not. No, I'm sorry. That's actually all Ben's. Ben Affleck, Ben Stiller, Ben Roethlisberger. He did say Roethlisberger in the clip, but that one was more difficult. You're fine.
That was hard. I did not get that one.
Yeah, Ben's it is. All right, here we go with number 4. What is the common thread in this triple play?
And you and I are like sisters.
You couldn't last one day in my high school.
On October 3rd, he asked me what day it was.
It's October 3rd.
Oh. The same.
Freaky Friday?
Same person in all 3 clips. Freaky Friday was...
Lindsay Lohan
is correct. Nicely done. All right. Wow, you identified that Freaky Friday very quickly. Well done there. All right, you've got 3 right and 1 wrong. You're on a roll here, Tammy. You only need one more, and I think you can do it. What's the triple play common thread? Here is clip number 5.
None of you work as a team! Where's the lamb sauce?
So the first thing you do with an onion is identify the top. This looks like hair, so think of that as the top of the onion.
Come on, people. Wake up here. Let's go. Bam, bam, bam.
Ooh, Tammy, what's the common thread there?
I know the middle one was Rachel Ray.
That's correct. And she is what?
Talk show host, a morning show host.
You're in the ball. Chef? What is she?
A chef.
I mean, you're right.
You're right.
She's a chef, and all 3 of those are what?
I didn't recognize the other 2 at all, so I'm lost on that one.
Cooking shows, 3 cooking shows, all TV chefs. Yes, Rachel Ray in the middle there. Yeah, all the TV chefs. Bam, bam, bam. All right, we've got 1 more, and here's what you need to do. You get this right, we'll qualify for the CMA and give you the triple play. If you happen to miss it, we'll still qualify for the CMAs. Hold on for 1 second. Here it comes. Final clip of the day.
This is the new 32-bit super system with digitized sound, VGA graphics, and full motion video.
From the time I was 5 until I went off to college, longest 7 years of my life.
Oh, wow. I don't know. That's a pretty tough one. What do you got? What do you got for us on that one? It's going to be Steve's favorite clip of all.
And this is probably more of a Steve problem than a you problem.
I think so. That one was really hard. I didn't get that one either. I had to have Steve tell it to me.
Is it because something with computers, producers?
I mean, she's kind of in the right ballpark.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. If you had to describe producer Steve to someone.
What was that, Kev?
If she had to describe producer Steve to someone, how might you describe him?
I don't.
Say it.
Unfair.
Say it.
Unfair, Kevin.
Geniuses, nerds.
nerds it is.
It's TV.
Is it nerds?
It's nerds.
Nerds. TV nerds.
That's so unfair. All right, Tammy, hold
did
on for a second.
Did she say genius at first?
She did say genius.
She was like, how would I describe
sure
Steve?
I'm sure I got a nicer route of it.
You're so, that was very nice
I'm
of you.
I'm a genius or a nerd.
I like how the two are side by side like that.
Thank you, Tammy.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Hold on for a second, Tammy. We'll qualify you for the CMA Flyaway and get you some tickets to Triple Play.
Well, one was a compliment.